Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Kings chapter 9 and verse 24 to 26.
We are going to be running.
The title of my sermon is Running to Win. Running to win financially. Running to win financially. Father, bless your word. May we never be the same. We vow to give you all the glory as always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? But one receiveth the prize, so run that you may obtain. And every man who strives for the mastery is self-controlled in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beats the air. Apostle Paul is teaching us from his life, and the Holy Spirit is teaching us by implication that as we are running, we should run to win. We should run to win financially. How are we going to be able to do that? Number one, you must develop a service or a talent. Develop a service or a talent. Money is only a medium of exchange. In other words, money comes to you when you have something to offer. So we need to pray for finances, we need to believe for finances, but we also need to develop the gift and the talent God has given us. The purpose of my sermon is for all of us to grow and become financially fulfilled in life. And you need to start now if you haven't started. So this is how money is going to come to you. Money comes when you have something you can exchange for. So develop the talent God has given you.
Talent and develop
the gift God has given you. If you want more money, have more services to offer people. If you want more money, have a more developed talent to offer people. Recently, there was a boxing fight between Buku Mbanku and Aite Powers. People who can fight each other to get a lot of money. There are people who can give you information, and in exchange for the information, they take money. So when you need money, think about what can I give somebody who has got money and take the money he has to offer. Don't always beg people to give you money. Sometimes tell people, I can do this and do that and do that. If you need my services, I can come and do it in exchange for a fee.
Do you
When it comes to finances, you always have to be careful the way you communicate, because if you don't communicate very well, people can easily get offended. But, you know, it is a little bit some way to go to somebody and say, can you give me some money?
Na ebesika sema ya nani kane wase deti enu te wase ye keni ye ni ye chiremu ye nani pati asye ye shasa wunamanu wako obi wawosyo eyi wume misika kakra.
If you are a young person who wants money, one of the things you can do is to wash people's cars.
Se we ya brantie na wu hiya sika kwa ya obe fasu enye sika ba akoni se ube chuchu nkwafu kahu.
Run in order to obtain.
Tu amika sebe ya wubenya.
Don't ask people for money.
Men sire sika mfi nkwafu ho.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm not saying don't ask, but I'm saying don't ask. In other words, always try and offer something to receive something in exchange. By so doing, you'll be developing. You become increasingly a better person, and a time will come what you started doing jokingly can become a big business for you. So start and use the talent and the gift God has given you.
Nyaya kane se shasie se wo beye bibidia mo bi na watia wo so kasan se emra wa shasie nkakran kakran wo be hu no na beye juma kase bia wo nyame de ba chew.
Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 2.
Ayemfonguma edikan ti nan chichem mienu.
There was a man who was a prophet and a pastor, if you like.
Na na papa bi ho ye komseni no ye sofo so.
He had two children, two boys.
No wa emma nkwala mienu.
And a wife.
Ene ayire.
The man died.
I'm
not sure he died at the time he was expected to have died. But when he died, his wife did not have enough money to cater for the boys, not knowing the man had gone to borrow money.
Na emra onyame ni pe wuye na maame no kunafo na ye dene se wo be hwe ne ma no
because
he onim pose ni kunu so akwa bobesia.
Because he had gone to borrow money, the person that he was owing came to collect the money from the wife.
Na papa na na ni kunu de ne ka no ba se wo be jiska na fi ne yire no ho.
The wife did not have the money.
Na no ayire ni sika no.
And the man needed his money.
Na papa no so no hia ni sika no.
So if you don't have the money, I'm taking your two boys. They are going to work. I'm going to sell them as slaves. We don't know exactly what he was going to do with the boys, but he was going to take the boys in exchange for the money that she could not pay.
Na papa ka kire okunafo ne se se wonya sika ni bi ntua me ka dia. Uma mienu me fa wom se wodo omukoy adwuma wa fuo mu se wokoton om se nkoa oyenim na mom no wo fa nkola edia yensia na mu ameka no.
I'm saying that money is a medium of exchange.
Me ka cho se sika ya dia ya di jibibi.
So she went, the wife went to see the prophet Elisha.
And until okunafo no ko hu odi for Elisha.
And Elisha asked her a very important question.
Na Elisha bisana sem bi ehia pa.
Elisha said, "What do you have in your house?"
Elisha bisana said, "Oba ede na wo wo ufie."
That's the verse I just gave you, 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 2. The woman said, "I don't have anything in my house but a pot of oil." She had to run to obtain. She needed money. Do you know that the prophet could have put his hands into his pocket and given the woman money? Do you know the prophet could have raised money for the widow? Do you know the prophet could have spoken to the king, because he was a very influential man of God? He could have done all that to get the money for the woman. Do you know the prophet could have told the creditor, "Let it be, I will pay it myself, let the woman go"? But he didn't do any of those things. Because God is putting that part in the scripture to show us a certain dimension of running to obtain. So the prophet said, "What do you have in your house?" And that's the question God is asking us this morning. Our future financial life must be well catered for.
And the
way to do it is to run in such a way that you will obtain. Therefore, your financial security must be in your house, must be in your hand. Are you listening to me? Is this something you have heard before? Yes, it's something you have heard before. I've come to remind you of very important things. So you use the gift God has given you. Sophie, use the gift God has given you. Some people have eyes for colors and for beauty. They are able to add colors to make a place look nice. Some are able to arrange flowers to make a place nice. I'm telling you, it's a gift in your hand, it's a gift in your house. You may not know, but decorating with flowers is a multi... I don't want to say million, because Ghana, a million would be a lot. But it's a huge business in a place in Accra, for example.
Nah, se wutu mi shishe nhrein. Juma ke siye biye, sika wum ke siye pa wko nkranya.
And you can do that in Takrady here. You get a land and you cultivate exotic flowers.
Na ube nya asasi nwe biye nshire nsrunkumbi.
And you deal with the prominent people in the society, and you deal with prominent organizations. Everything God has given us, which is a talent within us, can be a means of obtaining money for us. So the Lord asked Moses in Exodus chapter 4 and verse 2.
Now when Yami Bisam Mose Ewa Exodus 9 Hose.
The Lord said, what is it in your hand?
When Yami Bisam Mose say a den ukuta wonse.
So what is it in your hand?
Maybe saw a den ukuta wonse.
If you are a student who has finished and you don't have a place to a work to do, look, you can find yourself a job.
Now ebi awu ye school ni awe wi awu nyanya adwuma. Obetumi anya adwuma.
But don't sit down for somebody to say I've got a job for you.
Man tina simo bi nkan cho se menya adwuma ma.
Go out for a job.
Ko na ko hwehwe adwuma no.
Go to a place you can teach without money.
Ko ba bi awu betumi atra dia ya ma osika.
Go to a place you can do something for 1 hour without money.
Ko ba bi awu be ye bibi don shira wu nyi sika.
Start like that.
Shasia
sa. Don't stay at home. In the process, somebody will come across you and then you begin to move forward running to obtain.
So
what is it in your house? What is it in your hand? Use it. Because anything can bring you money. Including what I'm doing now. Do you know that? Just preaching like this can bring me money. Not because I've asked for it, but it can bring me money. And it happens. Yes. Because God will make sure that your talent is duly rewarded. But do you know what our problem is? When we see that one person has obtained money this way, our thinking usually is that this is the only way of obtaining money. Mister, do you have a job? Good. Do you have a car? Good. Do you have a house? Okay. Then I can ask him the next question, where do you work? And once I get to know where he works, somebody will say, oh, then I need to go to that company. I need to work at that company. I need to get the qualification he had. It means that if you don't have it, you cannot have money. No, that is not being broad-minded. Because anything and almost everything can bring you money, including your fingers. Are you aware? Your fingers can bring you money.
Now, so for CBI, we baby sir, a brand today, now we are crying, we are dying.
Do you know that?
Unima.
Yes, I met a young boy with a lot of hair on his head. So I called him. I was interested because this is a period of low haircut. His hair was outrageous, very high. So I called him. And I think he suspected why I had called him. So I said, why are you keeping your hair like this? Do you know what he told me? He said, I am branding myself. I'm a model. And this is my only difference from the other people. Mm. So I'm branding myself. I said, hey, this kind of branding is a very wild branding. So I asked him other things, leading him to the things of God and so on. And the point I'm making is that everything can bring you money.
Now, I see when Abrantia be a new fool here, I say Grace Jones. Now, I say, hey, now Abrantia, now I'm new fool, so I was saying, so for me, I want to my mother, I'm a shatter, I'm near Chinchim, you who be. Now, media, I say, Mamma, me new fool, tin, I'm a beer who say, oh, Abrantia, you're a shatter, I didn't know why, and it's here for you on walkway. And it's your name, you know, so I'll be a bibia, Elbuan, Tibia, Wobiara.
So develop a service, develop a talent. If money, if God, somebody gets money this way, you may not have to get money that way.
Mm.
Whatever is in your house, whatever is in your hand, can also be a medium of exchange. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen.
Number two,
Accept
that God is the one who can give you real wealth. Real money comes from God. Real financial blessing comes from God. And as though that is not enough, he told the people of Israel clearly in Deuteronomy chapter 8, he said, I am the one and I can give you the power to get wealth. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. Proverbs 10, 22. The blessing of the Lord, he said, it maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. So how can somebody become rich? From this verse, we know that is what?
Is
the blessing of the Lord. So when God blesses you, when God blesses you, you will become rich. So don't look up to man. Look up to God to bless you. Or if he has already blessed you, be conscious of the blessing and walk in it. Are you listening? The blessing of the Lord maketh what? Maketh what? Rich. So go for the blessing of God. When you get the blessing of God over your life, it may not matter where you are, you will rise up to become rich. And that's my blessing for you this morning. I want the blessing of God to stay on your life, so that you not look for the government to employ you, because the government is under a lot of pressure not to employ people. But the blessing of the Lord, it will make you rich. The anointing of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God can make you rich. So there is nothing you have and there is nothing you need in this life that you can't get in God. Do you know the person who said the blessing of God makes a person rich? A man called Solomon, who had a lot of money, and to date, people who have analyzed his wealth and have used current figures, giving the wealth, the gold and the silver that he had, they say that he's the wealth, still the richest person who has ever lived.
Hallelujah. Now, Sawa here in Solomon, I can't answer me. No, you'll be when you're missing the year, Panabesina, and then we are see your woman, and then we are see your woman, said dollar, said pound, said euro, said sidio, or be bearing what was sick, I said, Sinny Sawa here in Solomon.
But how did he get his money? He did not ask God for money.
Well, Mr. Radisika,
he asked God to do for wisdom, to do what he has called him to do. He was a king. He wanted to be a very good king. So he asked God for wisdom. And God said, because you have asked for wisdom, and not for riches and not for the life of your enemies. I'm going to give you honor and I'm adding money to it as well. It brings us back to our first point. Money is a medium of exchange. Now, whatever you are doing, seek to get all the ingredients you need to do it well, and you see that money, it will just do what come following.
Hallelujah. And not here can the cosica and beyond sika ya dear my yanya ye here. And not in your media channels, obey no way in here. Ube who says sika be do it.
Number 3.
Nyatusumian son.
Take time to grow your money.
We see kana wonu. Suanse ube wunim hunim dear bemeska nanyini.
Run to obtain.
To America se ubenya.
And the third point is take your time to grow into real wealth. Take your time. Because the Bible says we should take our time to be rich. Proverbs 28 verse 20. Let's read it together. Proverbs 28 and verse 20. Take your time to be rich. You'll be rich in this life, oh.
I receive it.
But take your time to get there. The Bible says a faithful man abounds with blessings. A faithful man. He will abound with what? Blessings. But he who makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. You will not be innocent. And I will explain it. See, money is such that it can make you do so many bad things. But if you say to yourself, I'm taking my time to be rich, you will not do certain things which are wrong in order to get money, and then you say the end justifies the means. No, it's not in the Bible. One man said to me, very old man, he said, if you have got many children and you use one of them for skedru to take care of all the others, what wrong have you done? What wrong have you
done?
What wrong have you done? That's being hasty to be rich. That's being hasty to be rich. And at what cost? So take your time to be rich. When you see somebody with something you desire for, take your time to get to where he is. Are you listening to me? Because those who are hasty in getting wealth, they will not be innocent. It's like everything we are doing in this life. Run in such a way that when you have finished, they will not say you took anabolic steroids. You took medication that you have not should not have taken. You were first, but we are counseling your being first. We are giving it to somebody else. Run to obtain. Run to obtain. I said run to obtain.
Yes.
Don't cut corners. Don't be in a hurry.
Yes.
Stay in the path that God has designed for you and take your time. A faithful man, a faithful woman will abound with blessings.
Hallelujah.
Ultimately, your end, when we look at your end, we will say that this is beautiful.
Hallelujah.
This is beautiful.
Hallelujah.
But it will not be pathetic for everybody to hail you. Everybody to hail you, only for us to discover that the money you went to borrow it and now you are dead. And look at the shape of your children. Look at the shape of your children. So take your time. Take your time to get to where you are desiring. Because a faithful man, that means that a persistent man, that means that a consistent woman will abound with blessings.
Hallelujah.
So don't be in a hurry to get what you must have. Take your time.
Abraba, ube mwentu emrika se ube diye. Utu emrika ube tiya se yadi emrike tu abesi wasi yentu. Na udi emrika wadi kanyaba wabodi na fe yebeko fisho umoja emuno. Sana udi edrone tu emrika ni yebeje ufesi ni yadi amobifu fro. Ana yebeka se we realize. man kwa bani sawa wabrabom si abotre. Nemra wudi abotre e tua na mona wudi nukrenu. Ube huse we wye ye ebe ye wye ye panya sa. Yebe kwa yase wo pape nisike sikabone. O kwa bobi si ya wu ye wasana irene ne mabre. Man kwa bani sa si abotre ne tua na mona kakran kakran.
I'm looking at the car park.
Na me shak baby ya paki paki kai.
And I'm looking at the size of cars that are there now. The sizes have changed. Have you realized that?
Yeah.
Take your time. It used to be that there was no car in the church. Did we have to say that? Let's go and witness to those who have cars so that they come. No. No, we preach the Bible.
Yeah,
we said, I see you driving a car.
Now, car say, oh, who be so a car?
I see you buying the land.
I receive it.
I see you building a house.
I receive it.
These are seeds that have been sown for many years. It's a blessing. Take your time.
Tobo.
Take your time.
Tobo.
You'll be there one day.
Na ube duho.
You'll be there one day.
Ube duho.
So praise God that you'll be there one day.
I don't think that ube duho.
And whatever you are doing today, run to obtain. Know that you can be disqualified, but run in such a way that ultimately you will obtain it. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen.
My final point with you this morning. Avoid the following financial mistakes. Avoid the following financial mistakes. Number one. Don't look up to a human being for help. Psalm 60 and verse 11. Who will come and help me? Who will come and help me? It's a financial mistake. Listen, God will bring people who will come and help you. But you must not sit down and say, who will come and help me? Look up to God. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Because the Bible says that, oh God, come and help us, because vain is the help of man. If you look up to me to help you, how much of help can I really give you? Think about it very well. Think about it very well. How much of help can I give you when I have my own issues to tackle? But the help you need, the real help, is God who can actually help you. So the Bible says that, oh God, help us, because vain means that deceptive is the help of man. And they have done a research. They have seen the countries that look up to other countries to fund their budget for them. They are always poor countries. Always poor, including many of the countries we see around. Countries that look up to others. 40% of the budget. Some percent of the budget is coming from outside. You see, it's that thing that makes a person and a nation poor. When I read it, I've asked somebody to buy me a certain book, why rich countries are rich and why poor countries remain poor. And one of the points is that poor countries, they look up to other countries for help. And they say that it's one of the fundamental financial mistakes in a person's life, in an organization's life, in a family life, in a church life, in a nation's life. Don't look up to any man for help. Look up to God. If God uses men, thank them, appreciate them, thank God for it. But don't look up to man. It stops the mind from being creative. That's what I shared in the strategies of the builder. Seven reasons why you should not look up to a man to help you. It will make you neglect your talent and so many other things. So it's a financial mistake. Look up to God and use what is in your hand and use what is in your house. Mary, quickly.
Na ya can say, she won't yammy chan when yammy men train nipa. As I said, no, we do who to nipa, so no, so one how want to me more we. Now, ya yes, you should who say, I'm an amma, I want to do a moho to a mamma for some woman, boa woman, and ya do omudi, omudi here, and it is a wusso. What do we want Baba to say? Or nipa be my boa, who be the anemum. So we show when yamino yamme de mum and nam nipa so brow dear. Yeah, there are dias, not that south for no swasse, There
was famine in the land of Israel.
And
the Lord had to feed his man Elijah.
The
Lord said, go and pitch your camp close to the brook called Cherith, that is close to the river Jordan. Go and stay close to it so that you can drink from that brook.
Change
your strategy. Go and stay. Relocate. Move from Anaji to Cherith and stay close to the brook. You have water to drink.
And then the Lord says
something interesting.
He said,
I have commanded some birds.
They
will bring you food in that
place.
Isn't it wonderful?
I
like meat pie.
Meat pie, Papa.
I can imagine the ravens bringing me hot meat pie.
Now,
and after I've eaten the meat pie, I drink from the cool waters of the brook.
The
illustration I'm giving you is the fact that, you see, number two, the mistake that people make. They look up to only one source of income. That's the second mistake that people
make.
It's a fanatic. And I'm giving you 1 Kings 17:4 as a buttress point. 1 Kings
17:4.
So God was giving Elijah supplies naturally from the brook, supernaturally from the beds.
Hallelujah.
So don't look at only your talent as a source of income. Because God is able to supernaturally supply your needs as well. Are you listening? So it's a financial mistake to school in this, and this is what I'm using. Many times what we learn in school, many times, not all the time, many times, it doesn't match the job we are given.
Nah.
So use what you learned in school and use what you have naturally as well and have more than one source of income, multiple sources of income, because that is the will of God for you.
Now, the purpose of preaching the word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the word of God and continue, and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Okay, I want to introduce to you a book entitled Counseling with Skill. Counseling with Skill. Now, counseling is a very important part of life. So important that those who receive counsel tend to do better than those who don't. Sometimes you have a person with a troubling circumstance going through a lot of hardships. But if this person should receive good counsel, he's likely to do better than the person who has all the opportunities and all the advantages but has no counselor or counseling in his life. Now, if this is how important counseling is, then I believe that those who are called to counsel, like parents, like fathers, like superiors, managers, bosses, senior brothers, and almost every one of us, if this is how counseling is that important, then all of us must learn to do it with skill. This is why I wrote this book. So in this book, you will learn what it means to be a good counselor, how to develop your skills as a counselor. When it comes to counseling, what style do you use in counseling? The environment for changing counseling. We also look at preemptive counseling. Counseling people so that they don't need counseling. That's interesting. Then we look at what to focus on when you are counseling. We talk about practical Christian counseling, the counselor, counseling and challenges. And finally, we end by talking about growing your counseling ministry. I believe that this mini book is going to be very helpful to pastors and all those who have people under them. So you get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeted Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.